Hey, boss. Nice to see everything still running as smooth as ever.
I knew you were still alive. So where the hell you been?
So, you fought a G-Class Acrid, fell down the side of a mountain, landed on the other side of Shaq's Peak, and somehow survived for 2 weeks before you got back into comm range?
Thankfully, the rig was flush with rations and ammo. Lucky timing, I guess.
I don't know if you've got a good luck charm or you are one.
Funny how often luck feels just like getting my ass kicked.
Jim, you know, I take you at your word, of course, but I'm sensing there's a little more to your story.
Well, now that you mention it, there is this.
What is... Where did you find that?
Sensing that you already know the answer to that.
Don't toy with me, Peyton. What did you find?
Why don't you tell me what I found? We're the first humans to set foot on this planet, so obviously I didn't find some 50-year-old Nevek base, did I?
Keep your voice down.
Is that really all you have to say?
No. It's important you understand something, Jim. Keeping the first colony under wraps wasn't my idea. It's one of the terms I had to agree to for Nevek to green-light this mission in the first place. Perception is vital to their interests. I'll go to great lengths to conceal such a debacle. Coronis was set to land far, far from the original site, but the storm forced us down here. Nearer to the truth than I could have even ever hoped.
Hoped? Why would you hope for this?
That's why. General Charles Braddock, commander of the 1st Neo-Venus Colonial Expeditionary Force.
Old man led the first colony.
Led it, and lost it. And he was never the same. Something happened here. Something you would never talk about.
Right, so... you're here to what? Fulfill your father's dreams? Redeem his failures?
I'm here to solve the energy crisis. And maybe get some answers with your help. Consider this an opportunity. Standing contract for further investigation. Not for Coronis, but for me personally. And I'll pay a premium for your ongoing discretion.
So I get to lie to everybody, too?
If a word of this reaches Nevek, they'll take back the whole operation. Put it under paramilitary command. I hate lying to the man, Jim, but it's for their own good. Trust me.
See what I can see.